Grace to you and peace from our God our Father, and our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Whatever has been written in the past has been written and is written also for us. The word that has been written for us, especially for this day, is Romans 15:13. May the God of peace and hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, in order that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. We have gathered here for the fourth multi-ethnic symposium. It is multi-ethnic because we are gathering and celebrating different cultures and the ways in which different cultures celebrate the one common faith all of us have in Jesus Christ, the only Lord and Savior. And we have been doing this for 4 years in a row, every other year, beginning with 2008. On the other hand, we are also having this fourth symposium on hope. In 2008, we celebrated the expressions of hope. In 2010, we were engaged in the conversations on hope. In 2012, we discussed gifts of hope. And today and tomorrow, we are celebrating communities of hope and call these symposia on hope. St. Paul wrote, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, in order that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. Romans 15. We know as Christians and as who have been brought up and raised in the Christian faith that our hope is built on nothing but Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Paul here talks about having our hope anchored in God so our joy and peace may abound. In Romans 14 and verse 17, St. Paul wrote, the kingdom of God, and as we now translate this as the rule and reign of heaven, is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. We have peace and joy in Romans 15. When we add Romans 14 and 17, we get the Lutheran equation, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. For that righteousness, hope, and peace, we stand on Christ, the solid rock. All other ground is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. I've been watching the Nobel Prize winners and the accomplished they have done. At least two presidents of the United States in the last 1.5 decades received the Nobel Peace Prize. Others have received Nobel Prize for science, technology, genome research, etc. I have not yet heard of a Nobel Peace for hope. All other ground is sinking sand. There is no place we can anchor our faith on hope. Remember Karl Marx, who said, religion is the sigh of the oppressed creature, the heart of a heartless world, just as it is the spirit of the spiritless situation. Religion for Marx is the sigh of a hopeless people. He should have read the Bible more carefully. Religion may be Because religion, man makes religion, and it is hopeless. Our text here says, God is God of hope. Those of us who deal with Greek know that there are all kinds of uses of genitive. I deal with at least 12 of them. I tried all of that, and commentators say none of that work in this case. They may have a modicum of resemblance to how this works, but Theos Tes Elpidos does not limit itself to one of the 12 uses of genitive I know. Here it is a genitive of production. It simply means hope is unavailable for anybody, any source, any philosophy, any worldview. God is the producer of hope. Therefore, when the church celebrates our hope in Jesus Christ and we anchor our righteousness, our peace, and joy by the Holy Spirit in Jesus Christ, we have it the right way. Because hope is a production God does for us. St. Paul says in Ephesians, formerly we were without hope. Before he comes to that statement, he says, we were without God, alienated from the kingdom of God, separated from the household of God, without hope. In God, therefore, in God, the producer of hope, we have hope. Our hope is built on nothing than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. It is to this hope God has called us as a church. God is gathering us from various parts of the world to become one in Christ. I will not pursue the grammar anymore, but I need to say that the wish, the line that we just read, is a prayer wish. It is in the optative mood, aorist nonetheless. It just gives us the focus on action, assurance, confidence that this is a prayer wish. Therefore, it works as a benediction. St. Paul, therefore, writes to the church in Rome, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, in order that by the power of the Holy Spirit, our hopes may abound. We cannot, by our own reason or strength, come to our Lord or believe in him. The Holy Spirit brings us to hope and faith and joy and peace. The Holy Spirit, therefore, sustains us in hope. We are here as a church, called and gathered and enlightened by the gospel, all because the Holy Spirit engaged our minds and our spirits and our hearts with the word of hope. In Isaiah chapter 2, the prophet writes that all nations shall come to this mountain of the Lord. I will call this the mountain of hope. The mountain of assurance that God has come down to live among them as their God, and God has called and gathered them as his people. Writing on a commentary on Isaiah 2, Dr. Bartels, in his book around Emmanuel, says that going up to the mountain of the Lord is indeed flowing up to the mountain. It is just not a travel, it is flowing up to the mountain. There are rivers that flow up the mountain and then come down, I know. But this is an unusual struggle. Jesus said in John's gospel, I will draw all men to myself. Unless God draws us, unless God brings us to his presence on his own, nobody can get there. Uphill battle it will be. uphill struggle it will be, uphill journey it will be. It will be, therefore, an ongoing journey, initiated, propelled, energized by God Himself, who has instilled in us hope. Therefore, we come together from all nations, all cultures, all ways of living to this one place where God in His grace has called us in hope. Sharing this hope and living it out is a challenge. Every 4 months, I get a call from my doctor's office asking me to make an appointment with him. For about 20 years, this has been happening. And the caller, the secretary, calls me and introduces herself to me. And the first question she asks me is, do you speak English? You got the point. The fun is, the question is asked in English. And the way she asked the question, I know that English is not her mother tongue, because she speaks with an accent. I know my accent gives me away. But together we negotiate and figure out what's going on. They have difficulty pronouncing my name, only 3 letters. J comes at the end, and she doesn't know how to do this. But we apologize and negotiate and figure out what the meaning is all about. Communicating hope in a hopeless world is even worse than that. The world has come to a conclusion that there is no hope, only despair, failures, struggles, never a win-win situation in this world. We have become hopeless. Communicating this mode of hope, of confidence, of a direction forward, is only possible when God instills in us hope. I already quoted one of my scholars, brothers, and I'm quoting another one without his permission. I'm actually going a step further. My friend says, when we deal with language and read the text, we must actually go to the underwear of the underlying meaning of the text. When we communicate hope to a hopeless world, we are called to go to the deep depth of the mind of our listener who live in a hopeless world. Translation, we speak to the conscience of the people in their language, in their experience. The way to bring this word of hope to a hopeless situation, as we penetrate God's word into the conscience of a hopeless world, we are given the Spirit of God, who enables us to enunciate the word, not only in words, but also in actions. 3 points, and then we are done. Our hope in Christ is expressed in communities. Our hope in Christ is expressed in communities. The Spirit of God has called us to gather in communities where we share our common faith, express our hope, build our conversations together, and share our gifts. Actions here speak louder than words. Secondly, our hope is an everlasting hope. It is anchored in the one who has produced hope on his own and who shares that hope that we may live in it and sustain it in it. Therefore, we gather as communities against our struggles, against our disagreements, against the contrasting languages that we speak. We come listening to the one who speaks one language, and then the language is understood in our own conscience, our own mother tongue, in the language of love and peace. St. Paul therefore said, fill your hearts with all joy and peace. It is God's doing. God is the producer of hope. God is the executioner of hope. God then also finally is the sustainer of hope. Let us therefore gather in communities. Do not disintegrate and disconnect it from places where God has called us and gathered us, but hold together. Support one another. Enjoy each other. Celebrate each other. In spite of diversity, in spite of the way we look, in spite of the way we even talk and behave, come together. Celebrate unity. The one who has called us has actually called us to the one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and to the one God and Father of us all, the God of hope. May that God of hope fill us with all joy and peace in believing, in order that by the power of the Holy Spirit we may abound in hope. Amen.